public hearing for Tuesday, June 20th, 2017 is now called to order. I'd like to welcome everyone today. The purpose of this public hearing is to provide any interested person with an opportunity to present an oral or written presentation to the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality with regards to its intention to adopt a bylaw respecting amendments to the Region of Queens Municipality land use bylaw, which would see rezoning of PID number 7002-1126 from restricted residential R1 to multiple unit residential R3. The procedure for this public hearing is as follows. One, every person is eligible to speak, but first must be recognized by the chair and must give his or her name and address before commencing. Two, a person may speak more than once, but preference will be given to those who have not previously spoken. This meeting will be conducted following parliamentary procedure. This council uses its own rules of order as well as Borneo's rules of order. One written submission has been received from John G. Leaf and has been circulated to councillors. Council at its May 9th, 2017 meeting approved entering into a purchase and sale agreement to sell approximately 32 acres of municipal land off Bar Street in Liverpool, identified as PID number 7002-1126. The intent of the sale is to facilitate the development of a multiple unit residential housing project. The floor is now open for comments. Would someone from the public gallery like to comment today?
My name is George Hanslecker. My wife Leslie, we're at 59 Bar Street. And I really don't have anything prepared, but I don't like the idea of apartments going behind my house. I know when I moved here from Dartmouth 20 years ago that it was residential land that Noss Brothers owned, and that there could be a possibility of residential houses back there. I didn't think at the time that would happen, given, you know, how Liverpool Boulevard closing and such. And I understand what the region wants to do there by putting apartment buildings, but I just can't get behind it. When I moved here from the Dartmouth, I wanted to get away from apartment buildings and city. And now I'm going to have two in my backyard, and the increased traffic, the noise, the fear of somebody coming through my yard. I garden extensively, and I really wanted to, you know, bring some pictures to see, to show council what I'm used to seeing and what I'm seeing now. So I guess that's basically it, you know, like I also appreciate council, because you know, I keep my mouth pretty quiet, but I've seen a lot of good work getting done down here, and you know, something as simple as the flags that you put down Main Street and Bristol, and I don't know, I just got a my viewpoint, you know, growing up in the city, you know, you got apartment buildings over here, and you got houses over here, you got a business district here. I don't know what, of course, everybody else thinks, but, you know, I see land over by the rink, you know, like, I look at, well, that's a good place for apartment buildings down by all the amenities, anyway, that's all I got to say, I guess, Leslie, or
yeah, just, like, do we need, are they going to be used, these apartments? Who's going to rent them?
Well, and I appreciate your concerns and your comments today, but the focus of this hearing is regarding the rezoning, not particularly to answer questions regarding the development, because that's a totally separate issue. And I do understand the concern and do appreciate you bringing that forward. Your comments today will be taken into consideration by the councillors who are here today, and as we move forward deliberating on these issues at a later council meeting expected this morning. then those will come forward through counselors, and we'll do the best we can to make your life and all residents of Queens the best we can.
Yes. And, you know, the buffer zone is something that you guys put in there. And I guess, I don't know, I just got this letter a few weeks ago, and I don't know if, you know, if there's any legal recourse, but just the fact that we have to change the zoning tells me in layman's terms that land wasn't meant to be apartment buildings, you know. And it's not so much against apartment buildings, it's the noise, the extra traffic on the street. You know, I don't know what other foreseeable problems we could have by having an apartment back there. I'm not trying to stereotype apartment renters. It's like the landfill scenario, you know, nobody wants in their own backyard. Anyway, that's, I guess this, like you said, is about rezoning, and I have no idea about that. I'm opposed to it, I can say.
Thank you, George.
And I, you know, I am a taxpayer at two properties in Queens County. If my wife would let me, I'd sell my house and move. That's how much I'm opposed to it. And, you know, I'm getting up there in age, so you get a little sentimental, and you get a little older, and you value different things, and so I don't want to live in a bad.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Any other member of the gallery would like to speak this morning?
Kim Williams, Park Street, 56. With rezoning it, kind of read through all the paperwork about what we have to take into consideration when we're doing it. There are drainage issues already on that street with our property and our neighbor's property. From when it was developed the first time, they didn't do a drainage issue. So we have a lake in our backyard a lot of times, and our neighbor has sinkholes. So if they're going to be blocking off more water coming through, that's going to create flooding issues for them. Probably even for you fellas, and your next door neighbors, but it'll create more for us in our backyard as well. The exit from the subdivision, there's only one. That's fine if there's only a couple of apartment buildings, but you know that's only the beginning. There's going to have to be another exit, not down where your house is. It's going to have to be in the south or in the west sections to give the opposite, to get that flow out, because otherwise it's going to absolutely fill our roads with vehicles. It's also going to affect Leon's area on the street. The buffer is 90 feet. That I thought sounded really, really good until they've been munching it away, and now I can stand in my property and actually look right through and watch them as clear as day clearing the property behind their house. You can see right through that 90-foot buffer ended up being absolutely useless in a lot of places. Also, the sewer and water, they have to make sure that they have adequate flow up there, but does that mean then that we have the sustainable size in our area to support them? Or are we gonna have to be now dug up to improve to get their area up to code as well? So those are things, you know, that can impact on our area a lot more. And again, we bought in the area because it was beautiful, it was quiet. I can't be around exhaust fumes and stuff like that because almost everyone knows I wear a mask. So to end up back in the city type dwelling where there's tons of people in traffic, we'll have to pick up and leave again, which is, you know, I've got a small business here and that, so I don't want to do that because that's just too much.
Thank you, Kim. Any other member of the gallery would like to speak?
Yeah, Robert from Common Street. First question, you mentioned that one of the property owners, John Lee, in the Briar Street here, had provided a letter. Now that it's the council, will copies be available to the public as well?
We can, yes.
That would be part of that part of the judiciary. And the previous speaker there mentioned about the extra traffic. Well, I'm sure there will be extra traffic on Common Street where I live. It's a fairly pictures up there and look, and you can see there's more rubber there than there is asphalt there now. It's doing the wheels. And when they come up over the hill, which is a blind crest, and somebody's going to be killed there because some of them go up there 100 kilometers an hour. I'm sure. And I'm wondering, I noticed here a week or two ago, you had the street thing over here showing when you come along with your brother traveling at. And I'm wondering if you can get us there, CMP, to perhaps maybe put that there. Just over the gravel of the hill or wherever they think would be appropriate, and maybe that would help them. But I talked to the RCMP on their numerous occasions, such as so on in the meetings and what have you, and they drive by once in a while, but not very often.
Thank you, Mr. Austin. Yes.
Anyway, it's 56 Bar Street, Liverpool. Now, by the proactive, would have been nice as a resident up there. We knew this was on, the paperwork coming up. It would have been nice to have a counselor or someone come by and explain to the residents what's going on and get actual feedback from us instead of having to wait until we come here to vent here.
It's too late then.
So in the early stages, when it was already on the books, come around and actually ask us and tell us what was going on. It would have been a lot better.
And to broaden that, that issue, staff did talk to the residents on apparently one side of Bar Street, but perhaps not all on the other. So there were some missed, and evidently your household was one. So for that, I apologize. Any other member of the gallery would like to speak today?
Yeah. I forgot about that. You mentioned traffic on the other streets. If there's 281 in the park, there are potential 32 more vehicles being on there. And as far as the letter goes, we only stated June 6th because we didn't check our mail. We got that a week late, so I don't know if that was asking my opinion, not that it matters. I know I guess it does as a taxpayer, but you know, we would have had to know a long time ago. And maybe I could ask a question if council did look at options of other lands that maybe you wouldn't have to rezone and put apartment buildings.
I can respond. We as a council and staff in the region of Queens have looked at all of our assets in the area as well as those that we do not own. And there are deliberations ongoing through council on any given day to look at what opportunities we have to move Queens forward and provide development, business, jobs, housing. So it's a never-ending process, but that is a primary objective of this council and the region of Queens at this time. So any other tips?
Mabel Wisniewski, 34 Mersey Avenue. I'm representing my son and daughter-in-law who live at 61 Bars. They did have one question concerning this rezoning because they're backing onto that 90-foot belt, rebelt, which they said they would have liked to have seen at least 120 feet. But they're wondering if this property can be rezoned to a point where the buildings that back onto that green belt be single family dwellings, that section stay as, an R1? And then the apartments be pushed back further. So at least those buildings that are backing onto Bar Street still be family dwellings.
And I suspect that would be an option of the owner, because at this point we've been advised that the intent is 2 8-unit apartment buildings.
8 units in the buildings, you said?
That's my understanding.
And how many buildings are
there? 2 at this point.
I'm sorry, 2?
Two buildings. Any other comments of the gallery at this point? Thank you for your comments, and council has heard all of the information brought forward this morning. As I say, later in the morning we have a special council meeting, and this item will come on that agenda. I appreciate you attending this morning and bringing forward your concerns, and this meeting is now adjourned. Thank you. We will move